This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Cincinnati attorney Jay Brinker is on the money with Chris DeSimeo this morning.
The market staged quite a comeback last week from what had begun as a rather sloppy November. The market's getting a boost from some better-than-expected housing, gross domestic product figures, an upbeat assessment from the Richmond Fed, and yesterday morning, the Chicago Manufacturing Index, seen by many as a kind of a prelude to next week's National Association of Purchasing Managers figures, the now-called Institute for Supply Management. Anyway, busy week shaping up next week, but so far this week, pretty good economic indicators, stocks generally rallying throughout the week. Especially keeping a close eye on the comings and goings of various congressional types in and out of back rooms in Washington, D.C. And the markets, again, were cheered by the lack of black eyes and bruises and broken bones coming out of these meetings. Well, it's that time of year, normally when you would do estate tax planning and gifting strategies. It's never been more important than this particular year because there are big changes afoot. And it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show Mr. Jay Brinker, attorney at law. Jay's been practicing law for probably 25 years now.
It's 25 exactly.
25 on the button. A graduate of the University of Cincinnati. And for some strange reason this morning, while wearing brown, I thought you'd be wearing blue and gold or something green because your law degree is from Notre Dame.
It is, and I wish I were wearing blue and gold and counting the days down to the BCS championship game,
yes.
Chris.
Yes, who would have thought? Who would have thought? The schools I went to had Father Lynch, Father O'Connor, Father Fitzpatrick, so, you know, you were supposed to root for them. Needless to say, how do you root for this tax law that's shaping up? Where can you give us a historic perspective on where estate taxes have been and where they are now and what's likely to happen?
I'm not sure I can tell you what's likely to happen. I'm not sure anybody can tell you that outside of perhaps even Speaker Boehner and President Obama. But let me give you a little perspective and then maybe we can figure out where things are going to end up. Right now, estate taxes apply on estates that exceed $5.12 million. And by the way, everybody's referring to these as the Bush tax cuts. That $5 million number was something that President Obama and Congress agreed to two years ago.
2 years ago, right.
Exactly. So that's not a Bush number. That's an Obama number. However, that number is supposed to expire as of 12/31. And for 2013, the amount of money you have before your state is subject to tax, estate taxation, will be is supposed to revert to $1 million.
Okay, and this is per person. Is this not for couples?
That is per person. So a couple has $2 million.
And so if nothing changes and you have an estate worth more than $2 million, which would include everything in your IRA accounts, everything outside your IRA accounts, your real estate, and even life insurance policies that are owned by you and not by some other entity, if you add it all up, anything north of $2 million could be exposed.
That's correct. Or more north of $1 million for the surviving spouse.
Where are the two sides right now then? The Obama administration, I understand, is saying, well, we're okay at $3.5 million.
That's my understanding. If you go back and look at the budget that President Obama proposed last year for fiscal year 2013, and by the way, it's a budget I don't think that got a single vote from anybody in the Senate. But in his proposal last year, he was asking for a unified credit of $3.5 million. And I think that makes a – I don't know. To me, that's a reasonable number. That's a couple gets $7 million between the two of them. Although I did read that Max Baucus, senator from Montana, Democrat, head of the Finance Committee in the Senate, is asking to keep the unified credit at $5 million.
Yeah. And ironically, I think that $3.5 million per person was the number that – the Bush tax cuts stopped at in 2009, shortly before 2010's tax holiday.
That's correct.
Okay. If we're looking at perhaps $7 million next year, what are the risks then? What could happen to, you know, is it possible that if Congress doesn't agree on something until January or February and someone passes away during that time that no deal has been cut, what should they do?
I'm not sure there's much that they can do at this point. I was reading the other day, and there was, you know, Wall Street person or somebody that follows what goes on in Washington pretty closely was saying that most likely nothing's going to get done this year on the estate tax. Doesn't mean it's not going to get done on the income taxes, but on the estate tax, maybe that can get kicked into 2013.
Okay.
Whatever gets kicked into 2013 most likely will be made retroactive to January 1, just like it was in 2010. If you remember, we had no estate tax, or it became a $5 million number, but you had to, and if you had no estate tax, you chose the capital gains tax instead, with the basis issues. But that was made that legislation was passed in December 2010, and it was made retroactive to January 1. So to answer your question is, if somebody dies early in 2013 before there's any type of permanence to estate tax changes, you have 9 months to file a federal estate tax return.
Okay, plenty of
and
time.
And so the worst thing you need to do is go out and file the estate tax return the next month and pay any taxes. You would just kind of wait and keep your fingers crossed.
Yes, a Fabian strategy.
Correct.
So now, if you happen to live in Ohio, there are big changes afoot.
I think this affects more of my clients, and I know it affects more of my clients than any type of federal estate tax law changes. As of January 1, 2013, Ohio will no longer have an Ohio estate tax. And what Ohio's estate tax currently applies to estates greater than $338,000, and the rate starts at 6%, and by the time you're over $500,000, it's 7%, and it stays flat at 7%. But as you know, probably with the portfolio of your clients, that trips up a lot more people than people with more than $5 million in assets. Yeah. And personally, it's like that was something that Governor Kasich brought in. I think it's bad, obviously, for estate planning attorneys and accountants. But I think from the state of Ohio perspective, it's very good because I've lost quite a few clients over the years who they retire and it's like, let's go to a state that doesn't have an estate tax. Right. They end up going to Florida. They end up going to North Carolina. They go somewhere. And to the extent that we can keep that creative talent or keep that money in the state of Ohio, I think we're better served by that.
Yeah, so it's almost a recruiting tool. Come here and die.
Exactly. Yes.
So tell us then, with regard to ways that people have been avoiding taxes, there have been a lot of folks who have converted IRAs, traditional IRAs, to Roth IRAs, where the money then grows tax-free, but they take their tax hit now. Is anything, are there any things in these proposals or in the contemplated tax law change that would make a Roth IRA less of something that people would want to do for growing wealth and transferring wealth?
Not that I'm aware of. I generally defer to the financial professionals on that conversion and whether that makes sense or not. I do know that if you have, given the fiscal cliff that's looming as of January 1, and especially with increased taxes for Medicare or for Obamacare purposes on investment income and all that, if you've got an opportunity to recognize income this year versus delaying it to next year, you will take it this year.
Do it this year.
And just ask the Costco Board of Directors.
Yeah, exactly. So we're seeing all these special dividends.
That's correct.
Out. What about gifting strategies then? In 2013, 2012 at least, people can give away $13,000 per person to each very grateful child, grandchild, and so on without having to file a gift tax return. What kind of changes are contemplated in that world?
That's set by statute, and the number that you can give away every year without having to pay gift tax on it or burn up part of your unified credit, it was historically $10,000. And as people still come to me with that number, hey, I need to give away $10,000. Yeah. But it hasn't been $10,000 for probably 10 years, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's been indexed for inflation. So this year it was $13,000, as it has been for the past few years. That number, due to inflation, is set to rise to $14,000 on January 1.
Next year.
Yes.
Next year.
So,
and of course, if people wanted to give away more, though, this is the year when they could give away $5 million.
This is the year to make gifts. I mean, it's been that we've had this two-year window where up until 2001, the amount of money you could either give away during your life or give it away after your death was together, hence the term unified credit. It was a $600,000 number, basically. When they increased the amount of money that you could leave tax-free at your death, they kept the amount of money you could give away during your life at the same level. And it was $1 million as of 2002. And as we've seen the unified credit on the death side go up to $5 million, the gift thing always stayed back at $1 million, except for the last 2 years. So the last 2 years are probably as good as it's ever going to get for giving away large sums of money. So if there's anybody out there listening that's got more than $10 million to give away, you've got another 30 days to do it.
Okay, so Is there any kind of look-back period? I know for purposes of qualifying for Medicaid, there's a five-year look-back. But if someone makes a gift this year, is there, for purposes of estate taxes, is there a look-back?
It's funny. That's one of the great academic questions in estate planning. Not that there are a lot of great academic questions
in estate
planning. But one of them. Yeah. I guess the school of thought is some people out there, and I think people like to look for ghosts in the shadows all the time, they're saying, well, if the unified credit goes back to $3.5 million and you gave away five, well, you tripped over that $3.5 million number. The government's going to come after that extra million and a half when you pass away. I understood that point of view, and I process it, and the more I process it, I realize that doesn't make any sense because there's no way the law is what it is.
Yes.
And we took advantage of we followed the laws that were in effect when we made the gifts, and I think you're home free. But the term that others use is the term clawback, and some people think that the government can come and claw back at that extra $1.5 million. Practically, I don't see how they can do it, especially if you're 10 years, 15 years down the road after the gift.
Good advice. Well, Jay Brinker, there will be a link to your website from the WVXU.org website. I want to thank you so much for taking time away from your Notre Dame fan duties and from your weekend to be with us.
And thank you for having me once again, Chris.
Yeah, for Cincinnati Edition, I'm Chris DeSimio on The Money.